Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is good all the time. The Lord is good. I want us to rise up and just worship the Bishop of our soul, Governor among nations, the Creator of heaven and the earth, the I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one that has power to kill and to make alive. Let us just magnify him. The one that is behind your existence. It's because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Without him, we are nothing. With him, we are everything. Daddy, everything is you. You are everything. Lord, we give you praise. Holy are you, Lord.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
before your throne, the governor of all nations. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let us sit down. Let us sit down. We thank God for a time like this. We all know what is going on all over the world. It's not in Nigeria alone. All over. Ukraine, Turkey, Syria, Afghanistan, all over the world. France. You can imagine a student carrying gun and kill the teacher in the classroom. It's different from the six-year-old child that killed the teacher in the classroom. It's different from earthquake, different from kidnapping, different from ritual killings, different from suicide, and also suicidal ideation, different from hatred, different from jealousy, different from so many things that are going on in the world. At a time like this, even right now, people are afraid. They are all over the place. You can imagine in a country that, I don't know how far, but they said they are costed 1.5 million at the border entering a country. It's trending in Nigeria yesterday. 1.5 million entering a country without any document. What are we talking about? People are afraid. In fact, if we listen to the news, listen to what is trending all over the place, men of God prophesying, maybe some right or whatever, they are telling people to buy food and keep in their houses. And here we are today because we're going to pray. I don't know what we can do more than to pray. For what? For mercy. In fact, our Father in the Lord said it. He said, nothing. We need to cry for mercy. That we should not say anything. He said it in Yoruba, it's trending. Egbadura fun anu. Baba edarijiwa. Edarijiwa ati she. Oni baba a fe so nkankan. Asha ati she yin edarijiwa. God have mercy. So we are going to cry for mercy at the time that will come. But before then, ending or whatever, I termed this, what do I call it now? The topic or whatever is mercy. I want to pray about, to cry unto God and say, Lord, have mercy. And the word of God says in the book of Psalm 56, verse 9. He said, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. God is for us. We even cry unto him. We cry again. I'll continue to cry. His word says, pray without ceasing. That we should pray. Pray, cry unto God. And we're going to do so again this night. But there was a time I was at work. One woman said to me, talking about what is going on in the world today, she now said, is God, the way she put it, the interpretation is that, is God real? I don't know, maybe it has gone through your mind before, or you are still thinking about it. God is real. The truth is that God, he created the heaven and the earth, is real. And with him, there is no impossibility. We know that for sure. But to those, to the unbeliever, or to even those that are believers, sometimes you will say, even look at your situation. I've been going through this situation. I've been going back and forth, praying to God, fasting, and doing whatever you want to do. And it seems There's no respite. As an individual, as a family, as a nation, even concerning the world, people are crying. People are, even now, some people will be inside praying, crying unto God. Does it mean that God does not answer prayer? It does. The answer, I don't know what is going through your mind, but to me, God is good. And with him, there's no impossibility. He has power to kill and to make alive. He does what pleases him. In heaven, on earth, underneath the earth, if you lie, you believe, you lie, don't believe. It doesn't change God. That is the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. She says so. I said God is real, but because I had short time with her, I was unable to go through certain things with her. But she has her reason. She has her point. Even in Nigeria, you will hear people, oh, in Nigeria, the camp is there, they cry day and night, can they camp or redemption camp, Cloud City of whatever, so many places. But I want to read certain Bible, the word of God to us, then we will see, we cry to God for mercy. In the book of Psalm 13, from verse 1, praise the name of the Lord. You can put it on this screen for me if you find it. 13 verse 1. The psalmist says, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? I will just pick that first verse. If we go through it, we'll see at the end of the day, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He will say, how long? With all the how long, he discovered that without God, everything is vanity. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And we go to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 15. Verse 18. The Bible says, to the children of Judah and Jerusalem, because I want to liken Judah, Jerusalem, and Nigeria and other part of the world together. If we see, we can see what is going on. I want us to compare everything together because of our time. In verse 18 of that Jeremiah 15, he said, why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Will thou be altogether unto me as a liar and as waters that fall? I want us to go along with me. Why? Why are we going through all this situation and we are praying day and night? Why? The people of Judah, because of the abomination that they have committed, were being faced with so many things. Problems, situation, as we are seeing in our world today. Praise the name of the Lord. And in that same book of Jeremiah 30, Jeremiah 30:12. It says, for thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. They ask a question, why is my pain perpetual, persistent, getting chronic without being healed? Then the Lord said, answer them,
He said, for thus said the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. In verse 15, he now says, why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquity. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. What are the things? Things that we are going through. Because what? Because I said we're going to cry for mercy. That can be the only prayer point. Then we cry with our heart. I know we've been talking about mercy, but we cannot overemphasize it. If we continue, even that prayer point alone is enough. He said, because of thy iniquity. Day by day, ritual killings here and there. People are disobedient. And we are crying unto God. If you have people to pray, it's a problem. But if you have people to come to party, you will see, look at the tears now. But let me tell you, if we have anniversary or party, you will see people with different type of attire in the church. The pastor posted it that we want to pray for the world. Then he now put it in, you know, series. You pray. We know what is going on. Brother Phillips was here talking about it, that the way people are taking it is like, it's a normal thing. But people are dying there. Every second, people are dying. Around us, people are committing, you know, different types of atrocity. They said a guy went into one Catholic school at downtown. He just entered the place and wanted to strangulate somebody. There are a lot of things in the air, but people are complacent. People are lackadaisic. They don't care because it doesn't concern. Even the one that concerns you don't even care about it. I want us to think. We are just encouraging ourselves. In Nigeria now, people are running at us scatter. People are crying. They are afraid. A lot of things are happening around us, but we don't care about it. And God is telling us, it's because of our situation. I will read another word of God telling us about what we have done. Why? In Jeremiah also, verse 9, it says, all of these things, I have so many things on my butt, I will just round up now, we'll pray. In chapter 9, verse 9 of Jeremiah, it says, with all of these things, all of that, all our disobedience, or I don't care attitude, they shall I not visit them for these things? Said the Lord, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? So you can see the answer to that question. Why are we going? Is God not real? God is real. We are being faced with the consequence of what we have done that we're not supposed to do. And what we have left undone that we're supposed to have done. Jeremiah 8:22 says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? There is balm in Gilead. God is real. Praise the name of the Lord. But in verse 18, my goodness, verse 18, praise the Lord. Verse 8, it says, with all of these things, all these iniquities, all what I have said I will do to them. It says, if the nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do
unto them. Praise the name of the Lord. I will repent of the evil I have thought to do unto them. And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 31. Technica. Praise the name of the Lord. Instructions being given to us. It said, cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? I know maybe it was Sister Nika that a clean heart and a right spirit that the Lord should give you to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. A clean heart and a right spirit. Daniel 9:8-9 says, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belonged mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he has said before us by servant the prophet. Praise the name of the Lord. Unto God be mercies, belongeth mercies and forgiveness. Belongeth mercies and forgiveness. And Daniel 14, verse 4, it says, I will heal the backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. My anger is turned away from him. So I want us to rise up. I want us to cry genuinely from our heart. If it's just to say, Father, have mercy. It's a very serious prayer. That Father, have mercy. If that is the only thing you can say, but let it come from your heart. Let it come from a humble heart. Let it come from a sober heart. Like Epaphras. The Bible recorded that he labored with all his heart, with all his soul, concerning the people. A real intercessor indeed. Let us cry unto God for mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us, oh Lord. Have mercy on our nation, oh Lord. Have mercy upon the world, oh Lord. Wash us, oh Lord. Make us clean. In the name of Jesus, let us plead the blood of Jesus. Let us plead the blood of Jesus upon ourselves. For cleansing. Lord, cleanse us. We cry unto you, O Lord, my Father, my God. We've been talking about the word of God in the book of 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. Indeed, O Lord, we've given ourselves unto you. O Lord, my Father, by the blood of Jesus, we are all your children. And we cry unto you, O Lord, we humble ourselves. We humble ourselves, O Lord, put an end, O Lord, my Father, to what is going on. We have sinned against you. We have disobeyed you, O Lord. We have left undone things that we're supposed to do. And we have done things that we are not supposed to do. Daddy, Lord, there's no truth in us. Oh Lord, to you belongeth mercy.
Father, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Let us begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Again, again, and again. Over Nigeria. Let us pray that the Lord will saturate that country. To the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, to the central. With the blood of Jesus. That the Lord, in the name of Jesus, we walk, oh Lord, through Nigeria this time. We put to naught every plan of evil. In the name of Jesus. Holy man, seke boli akashali baba baba baba. Lima seke boli akasaka bali akaseke boli kashelia. Father, walk through Nigeria. Every plan of evil scattered. The hands of the evil one will not be able to perform the work of their enterprise. In the name of Jesus. Holy Maseli Kashalia. Lord, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The book of Jeremiah 46, verse 15, we're going to pray. It says, why are thy valiant men swept away? They stood not because the Lord did drive them. All these wicked people, let us pray that the Lord will drive them away. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the country Nigeria, all over the world, every wicked ones, Father Lord, drive them away. In the mighty name of Jesus. Drive them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Verse 16 says, he made many to fall. Ye one fell upon another. And they said, arise and let us go again to our own people and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. They did cry there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has passed the time appointed. He has passed the time appointed. We know what we are praying about. All those who that are standing as Pharaoh, they've lost their voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, their voice will not be heard again because they have passed the time appointed. In the mighty name of Jesus, drive them away, oh Lord. Drive them away, the over King of glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we say thank you. Drive them, oh Lord, Father. They are past their days, oh Lord, Father. Their time appointed for them is past. They have expired. Let us decree that they have expired. In the name of Jesus. As many that are supposed to be expired, let us begin to pray. They are expired all over the nations of the world, especially in Nigeria. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Moseke Bolia Kashania. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray finally for the type of leader we want. I want to read from the book of Second Chronicles 34. Second Chronicles 34 from verse 1. I will read verse 1. Then we pray with it. We want a king, a ruler like Josiah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says in 34, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. Verse 3, I will pick. So he said, for in the 8th year of his reign, when he was yet young, he began to seek after the Lord of David, his father, And in the 12th year, I began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from high places, and the groves and the calf's images and the molten images, and they break down the altars of Baal in his presence. You know, we know the story of Josiah. He did great things in the land of Jerusalem. He's the type of leader that we want, that we seek God, that we obey God, that will be led by the Lord. So I want us to begin to pray for a king like Josiah in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we pray for a king like Josiah. Oh Lord, in our country, Nigeria, or in the country or in the nations of the world, in the name of Jesus, that we reign with the fear of God in his heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And in 33 it says, and Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from the Lord, the God of their fathers. So that is the type of leader we want. And let us begin to pray again that the type of leader that will fear the Lord, that will obey the Lord, that will rule with the fear of the Lord, that is the type of leader that the Lord will give unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, say keboli akashali bababa. In the name of Jesus. And finally, let us pray for the peace of God, that the peace of God will reign and rule in the mighty name of Jesus. And about us, we dwell in peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you, we give you praise. Be thou glorified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, for this great time in your presence. Be thou glorified in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The book of Mark, I know that is a text that the pastor sent around Mark. The book of Mark 9, this is verse 23. It says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I think I still have 5 minutes more. If I still have 5 minutes more, Sister Taiwo, please, that song, we'll pray. It's the song that we'll pray with. If I still have 5 minutes, concerning if we have faith in the Lord. And I pray as we do that we sing this song, the Lord we bless each and every one of us. It says, keep on believing. Keep on believing is by Mildred Duff. And the tone is the tone of blessed assurance. If we can have it on the screen, that would be fine. And if we don't have the time, we can use it to take our offering anyways. Praise the Lord. Technica, is it possible? Mildred Dove, keep on believing. Possible, please. If it's not, let's okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, Sister Tawa, you can just do the first verse. So we can pass the basket around for the offering. The Lord bless us as we do so. Okay.
When you feel weakest, dangers all around, subtle temptations, troubles abound, nothing seems hopeful, nothing seems black, all is despairing, everything's sad.
Keep on believing,
keep on believing.
Turn away from you. We will not be afraid. In the mighty name of Jesus. Indeed, we know you've not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of love and sound mind. In the name of Jesus. Nothing will make us afraid. Backward never, forward ever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah King of Glory. Thank you, Blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.